Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. We're on the third issue of this Avengers story arc, so let's get to it.
All right, so we get into the next issue, issue 68, and very first picture, kind of cool. We got Ultron in the background, and in the foreground, mm-hmm. we got, you know, S.H.I.E.L.D. agents and the Avengers in their own little starry panel thing.
Yeah, which those S.H.I.E.L.D. agents to me look like the G.I. Joe Cobra people.
Right?
Yeah, they're very, very reminiscent of that.
It's kind of cool. I like it.
Yeah.
And then Ultron's just like basking in the fact that all he has to do is pull this switch to kill everybody. And so he pulls it and nothing happens.
It's
and
a dud.
He starts to... Yeah.
Well, it's a dud, but mostly because we'll find out in a sec why.
Yeah. Well, and the Avengers come rushing through, and he says that they're the ones that... He mm-hmm. thinks they're the ones that stopped it.
Yeah.
And so they all attack. And I love this. Like, Thor says, you know, strike now for all humanity. And Ultron's like, you know, so you still lash out with your most puny of weapons. Electrical blast, brute strength, and an archaic hammer. All we see in this picture is the electric blast from Yellowjacket.
Yeah.
Thor is swinging his hammer, and Goliath is just standing there posing ready to hit him.
Yeah.
I just find that funny. It really is.
Yeah, and Wasp is just kind of like floating around up there near his hand.
Yeah, can't really do much because she's tiny.
No.
But Ultron, you know, strikes him with his power. And same thing, he uses his ionic force
mm-hmm.
and has a living explosion that sends them all back. And then he disappears off. We then see Vision come slowly phasing in. And he tries to tell him that, you know, well, he does tell him that he's the one that destroyed some of the mechanics to stop the bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And then he passes out.
Yeah.
The Avengers, you know, rush him to back to the headquarters. I do like they have to point out that the S.H.I.E.L.D. agents saw fit to release Vision to their custody.
Yeah.
Even though they were kind of after Vision for stealing the adamantium.
Yeah. Well, I think Vision also mentions here that the effects of an early... he said something about like a post-hypnotic command or something, you know?
Yeah. He says why. Like,
yeah.
Like we had said earlier, it was something embedded in him that had to take the head of Vision
yeah.
or the head of Ultron after the battle, hide him. One thing I forgot to mention is that Vision was the one that manipulated the guns, the repulsive guns,
mm-hmm.
Or the blasters in the danger room.
Yeah.
To fire on
Iron
on
Man. Yeah.
Iron Man.
Well, I mean, you know, S.H.I.E.L.D. was probably like, we've seen weirder stuff than this, so we'll trust you, Vision.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
So we get back to the headquarters or Avengers Mansion. Yellowjacket is firing the solar mm-hmm. gun.
Yes.
Into Vision's diamond.
Mm-hmm.
Because we found out in a previous issue that solar energy is what powers Vision.
I've never heard that in another superhero comic before.
Right. What really got me is when they first did that, because it happened in, I want to say, issue like 65 or something,
yeah.
64, and they're shooting this gun at his head, and
yeah.
I'm like, okay, couldn't he just stand outside and
yeah.
get the sun in him?
Yeah, like we have a thing called the sun that does
yeah.
exactly what you're doing, you know.
But, yeah, I don't get it.
I guess maybe it's the same way of, like, when you're in a hospital and someone's giving you an oxygen tank and you can't be like, just go stand by a tree, you know? Like, maybe it doesn't work the same way, you know?
That's fair. It takes a little longer for the tree to give you the air.
Exactly,
the oxygen.
Yeah.
I don't get how Thor can understand this, but, you know, so Vision passed out. He hasn't said a word and moved since he passed out. But yet Thor is able to sense that Vision is trying to give them a clue.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how, because he's just laying there.
Yeah.
But whatever. But that just gives Yellowjacket enough time to grab his mind probe that once it scans somebody's mind, it shows the surface of what's on their mind.
Yeah.
Technology, man.
Yeah.
Why don't we have that stuff now?
I know. Come on. Just see the surface of what's going on. It would help with people in comas so much.
It helped with, you know, when my girlfriend's mad at me.
That too.
It's like,
that,
why are you mad at me?
Why are you mad? And they're like, nothing. Like, it's all fine. You're like, no, I'm going to go to the surface and find out.
The thing is, I know my girlfriend listens to this. So, yeah. Emily, I love you. Okay, so, but...
Hey, before we move on from that point,
I wanted
to bring something up that we passed over. I forgot we did. So,
yes.
In like the second page at the beginning of this issue, Goliath comes out and he says, because Ultron's like, they attack me here in my very stronghold. And then Goliath says, where should we have looked for you, pal, in beautiful downtown Burbank? And I'm like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Was Stan Lee like living or was the writer of this living in Burbank at the time? Because I live 20 minutes away from Burbank. I'm like, you're in Manhattan. Why is he talking about Burbank in California?
I mean, I guess he thought maybe he really wants to visit Burbank.
Maybe. Yeah. Goliath just has like a bunch of those pamphlets up in his office, his little Avengers cubicle, and he's like, one day, man, I'm going to beautiful Burbank, California.
Which is great because he literally just went into outer space, you know, so it's not that hard to go to Burbank.
Yeah, so he's just land me there instead of in Manhattan. It would be good.
I love it. So Yellow Jacket, you know, shoots Vision's mind, mm-hmm. and on the surface, we see Vision is thinking about the molecular rearranger.
Yes.
You know, the only thing on this planet, I have to reiterate that.
Yeah.
The only thing on this planet that could destroy adamantium.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes.
So
they kind of need that. It's kind of a thing they need.
Well, and I bring that up because we'll see here in a second. So Yellow Jacket tries to get hold of Dr. McLean. And McLean says, yes, the adamantium or the molecular rearranger was stolen around the same time the adamantium cylinder went missing.
Of course.
So we don't know where it's at.
Yeah.
I do like how the doctor's like, how could we ever have overlooked its loss, even in the confusion? And Wasp is like, remind me to tell you a story sometime, Doc. The Purloined Letter by a guy named Poe. Don't be snarky. Come on.
Yeah, just be like, yeah, okay, sure. Yeah, you don't need to be pretentious, Hank. Jeez.
Yeah. Well, no, that was a Hank. That was Janet.
Oh, that was Janet? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, Janet.
Funny thing is, that's one of the Poe stories I've never read.
Yeah.
And I did like a quick little Wikipedia search on it. And just, I mean, the whole point of that is that it's hidden in plain sight. Or the letter was hidden in plain sight. Obviously, the molecular rearranger is not hidden in plain sight.
Yeah.
Don't bring up a story like that.
Well, this was just the writer being like, hey, I want to mention I know something about Edgar Allan Poe
literature
right here.
Yeah. It's, I guess, I mean, it's 60s, man. It's one of those times. So then Yellow Jacket decides he's put a plan together. So he decides to call up Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
At this time, Black Panther, he had just got done taking back his village. What's his name? M'Baku. There we go.
Oh, yeah, M'Baku. That's it.
Yeah. M'Baku had taken over or tried to take over Wakanda.
Okay.
And Black Panther had stopped him.
Mm-hmm.
So now I assume he just went back to Wakanda to try and settle things back to get them back to the way things were.
Yeah.
But as of right now, he is there to stop some intruders. They don't say who, but some intruders from finding Wakanda.
Mm-hmm.
And so he gets a phone call from Yellow Jacket, and Yellow Jacket says, I need a sizable chunk of vibranium. And we need it fast. And Black Panther's like, all right, you'll have it at once.
Yeah. Black Panther's a cool dude.
Black Panther's pretty awesome.
Cool guy. Just giving that vibranium whenever they need it.
Oh, because they have such a plethora of it right now.
Yeah, exactly.
I think.
I mean, we assume if they're just handing it out like candy,
right?
You know, come on.
I will state, though, I'm assuming this all takes place in one day,
mm-hmm.
like all in the same day. If that's the case, how the hell did Black Panther get the vibranium to the Avengers that quick?
So, he used the new Amazon drones that get the thing to you, same day order.
Same day delivery.
Yeah, same day delivery.
I like that. I can see it.
Yeah.
You know what? I can see them being the ones that created that.
Exactly. The Avengers drone. It's just what's different. Or maybe it's like Uber Eats, but if it's Vibranium Eats, it's like, you know, fast track a delivery to you real quick. So these are my thoughts on it.
Yeah, that's good. It's a good thought. So Yellow Jacket, he has his plan in motion, and then he tells Jan to get Dr. McClane on the phone again. And I think this is what I was referring to of he's treating her like a secretary.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, hey, call up Dr. McClane. Oh, hey, call up Black Panther. Hey, give me some coffee. Hey.
Yeah, and Jan's like, do I need to tell you about Poe again?
So we go over to Ultron. He is hidden away, and he's overhearing this report about Dr. McClane wanting to address the United Nations about a new menace that could hurt all of mankind.
Yeah.
Ultron's like, well, I know they're talking about me. I know it's a trap. I know the Avengers will be there. I guess I'll spring the trap.
Yeah.
I mean, I need McClane so that he can make more, you know, shells of these mindless robots that I can control and then, you know, kill humans.
Yeah. Which, you know... So, I guess that's the best way to get into a trap is just spring the trap, you know?
that usually
works
for
everyone, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and this is what you had said earlier. The Avengers decide that they have to go to the UN to do it. Jan is all worried about what she's going
to
wear.
Yep. I haven't a thing to wear. And I love how in the next panel, too, it's like, we just gave you some mild sexism. Let's have some mild racism in there, too, where it's like this one dude's talking about... I've been hitting the soul food too hard. And
yeah.
Stuff, and I'm like, what does that even mean?
I think we know what it means.
Yeah, I think so too. I just like, I don't know, guys. I don't know.
1960s, man. 1960s comics.
Yeah, what can you do? It wouldn't fly now, but...
No, hell no.
Yeah, no.
He's saying all that because he sees the Avengers plane going to the UN.
Mm-hmm.
The Avengers, the three of them, Goliath, Wasp, and Thor... go walking into the UN proper, and they are holding back. They're watching Dr. McClane give his speech. Of course, they make a comment that they see all of these S.H.I.E.L.D. agents standing around.
Yeah.
So they're like, well, are we really needed? Because these S.H.I.E.L.D. agents are here. They should be able to handle it, right?
Yeah.
But Thor's like, you know, they haven't faced Ultron like we faced Ultron. They don't know... what they're gonna get into.
Yeah.
McClane is, you know, in the middle of a speech, but then he stops because he hears and feels the building shake. And he's like, oh no, Ultron 6 is here. And then we see Ultron, who is now calling himself the Ultimate Ultron.
Ultimate Ultron.
Because he's out of the car engine.
Yes. He's getting way better gas mileage on this body.
Yeah. I will ask, how? Because unless he has the molecular rearranger, how?
Yes.
Did he get this body?
And also,
I don't know.
So I think maybe his legs. See, I love theorizing about everything. I think that his legs are not adamantium, and that they're just some type of like metal or something. So like he had to give up the bottom half, so he's got a weakness now.
Well, but he also changed up his arms too.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
you're
those
right.
arms are different.
Yeah, those
arms. Like, he changed up his whole body.
Those arms are a lot more lean. He went on a Whole 30 or something here, an animated Whole 30. So he's looking good.
Man, I need to get on that diet. Oh, shit. So, Ultimate, we'll just call him Ultron because I'm not going to keep saying Ultimate Ultron. Ultron comes up and he's going after McClane. The S.H.I.E.L.D. agents, you know, fire their guns, their stun guns.
Yeah, which a stun gun, like, what is that going to do?
I mean, why don't these S.H.I.E.L.D. agents have the same, you know, vibro gun that the other ones had against Vision?
But,
that might actually do something.
And I also get that, like, if you're shooting a human, maybe you're going to use a stun gun because you don't want to kill him right off the bat, but it's a robot that you know is dangerous. Why aren't you just shooting to kill from the beginning?
Maybe the stun gun, they thought it would... mess with his wiring or something.
Okay, so they're like, hey, the regular gun didn't work. Let's try this and maybe something different will
happen.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously nothing happens
because
it's Ultron.
Yeah.
The Avengers come out. They start to attack. I like Clint Barton Goliath. I think he's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Except for when he's an idiot. I think your thought process of he's growing too big and his brain gets too small.
Yeah.
Because all he has is brute strength.
Yeah.
Now, his size grows. I don't think his strength actually grows. I still think he's... I mean, unless he does... Strength does grow with his size. But I'm pretty sure he still only put up, like, you know, 300 on the bench.
Yeah. So, it's more of like a peacocking thing when he grows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kinda. Well, because he smashes Ultron into the ground, which, okay, but it doesn't do jack squat except for destroy the ground.
Yeah, no, exactly. And I mean, and then we also have Thor here throwing the hammer again, which is like the fourth time now in three issues.
And it doesn't
this
do
doesn't
anything.
Work. Yeah, I'm like, for this hammer supposedly being the coolest thing around in Asgard, like, it's not doing too much.
See, right there. Coolest thing in Asgard.
Yeah, but isn't Asgard...
He's not on Asgard.
But isn't Asgard supposed to be, like, even more advanced than Earth is? So I'm like, what?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, so after Goliath smashes Ultron, Ultron, like, jumps up and blinds Goliath, so he goes falling through the wall.
Because
he needs to get to a... Like, it's too bright for him. Like, he's blinded by the light.
Yeah. Blinded by the light.
Yep. Let you all think of that one. And then he goes crashing through the wall. Thor actually, you know, tries to hit him again with the hammer. Or just hit him.
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything. And Wasp is just flying around. She's not really, she's not really helping much.
No. And isn't she the one that should be able to help the most? Because she could get in, like... Into like his circuitry and stuff like that,
into the crevices.
Yeah,
yeah.
You would think. Yeah.
So what ends up happening is that Ultron grabs McLean and starts to threaten the Avengers. Is like, you know, if you try to attack me again, I'm gonna kill this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, okay, well, we're not gonna do anything. So then Ultron busts out the mind draining device,
aptly named.
I had to go back. I think this was the device that was in his lair.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to remember. I honestly can't recall too much. I had to go back and look, and I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
Just on the courtesy look that I gave. But regardless, he uses this thing on McLean because he's trying to get the information he needs to build or to make more adamantium. And so McLean is like, I have to resist. I can't let you do this. And Ultron's like, yeah, there's nothing you can do to resist me. The triumph is mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll drain your thoughts into this drain his thoughts into his head.
Yeah, into that
Fuck
brain. That brain with circuits.
Yeah, Ultron brain.
Circuitized brain.
Words are hard,
word,
man.
Yeah.
Words are hard.
Fake words are hard.
So what ends up here, though, is like he's draining McLean's knowledge, but something is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And he's filling, you know, my mind's filling with thoughts that I cannot bear. And the entire time, we see Ultron's face start to morph.
Yeah, it's really weird. It looks super creepy.
Yeah, I don't... This is what I was referred to before. How?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's just got, like, a mini molecular rearranger in his pocket for when he wants to emote different things.
Or maybe it's in his brain. I don't know.
Yeah, it's so weird. Shouldn't be happening.
Now, I know we do find out what the thought was.
Yeah.
What do you think, like, before we find out, what did you think it was?
So, I knew that it was putting him through some type of existential crisis, so I thought it had to be something like, what's the meaning of life, or like, you know, like, am I really alive, like, do I have a soul, or something, like, something where he had to think about it so hard, and he couldn't come up with an answer. So it's like in that movie War Games in the 80s, where, like, you have to have them stalemate a million times to realize that no one ever wins, kind of thing. Like, I thought it was going to be something like that, you know?
Nice callback.
Yes.
I remember watching that when I was younger. Man,
yeah,
I love that movie. That
was
so good.
Yeah, such a great movie. And such a kind of bad movie at the same time. But you know,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, my thought was, maybe he's thinking about, like, how we treat robots. Like, we have them do the stupidest things, and his life is meaningless.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe he thought of the Mars rover.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Love it.
Either way, he is... he's not in a good place. So he tosses McClane away,
mm-hmm.
and Goliath saves him before he hits the wall. And then Ultron's like, I may not be able to destroy the world, but I can destroy the city from me. We then find out that the vibranium that was sent was this little globe.
And it turns into a dome?
it turns into like a shield, a little dome shield thing. I don't know. Regardless, it's just this it's a bowl that Thor throws on top of Ultron.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Ultron...
It absorbs the blast pretty much, you know? Because that's a thing vibranium does.
I mean, yes. Although you see the cracks around the edges. So.
It barely held. Yeah.
Yeah. And then also the blast went inward, so it destroyed the hole into the concrete, which makes sense.
Yeah.
We then see Jan pulling the mask off of Dr. McClane because it was actually Hank Pym pretending to be Dr. McClane.
Yes.
I mentioned earlier how he had he went kind of insane and became Yellowjacket.
Mm-hmm.
This just proves why. Like, he is fucking with his head so much.
Yeah. Because he says that he was hypnotized here and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
You're kind of messing with things that shouldn't be messed with, but
you're going to go insane when you keep doing this stuff to yourself.
Yeah. But hey, if you got to save the world, you got to do what you got to do, right?
I guess. Thor asks what was in his head, what phrase that he used to stop Ultron.
Yeah.
And we find out that it's. What Hank say here? A simple phrase and an ancient one, which men have lived by since the dawn of time. Thou shalt not kill.
Yeah, which I have trouble with this only because that was your thought, but he also tried to kill everyone as his last action. So your reasoning didn't really work. Like, if it worked, it would have been like Ultron said, hey, life is precious. I'm not going to kill anyone, you know, but that wasn't what happened.
No, so. It was, I can't get the information I need. I'm going to kill everyone right now.
Yeah. So I don't know. So. I feel like that was kind of like a last ditch effort to when in comics, they had to have a moral, you know?
Right.
So I don't know.
Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah. I just feel like this one kind of fell flat at the end of it.
Right. And that's where we end that issue.
Yep.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you like listening to Jordan, please check out Wreck My Podcast from all the podcasting apps and YouTube. You can also find them on Twitter and Instagram at Wreck My Podcast. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Avengers story.